In many workplaces, napping is not allowed. But there are some workplaces where it's not just about napping. At these workplaces, sleeping is actually inherent to the job. Now, firefighters are perhaps the best example of this. Their workspace, that is, the fire station, actually includes a designated sleeping space. Now, this is to allow those on the night shift to get some sleep between calls. In the absence of any calls, firefighters might be able to get a full night of sleep, even though they are technically at work. Now, hospitals are another workplace where doctors are commonly afforded the opportunity to nap, and beds are provided in rooms designated for sleeping. Now, like firefighters on a slow night, the doctors might be able to get a few hours of sleep. However, if you ask any firefighter or doctor working at a hospital, you will find that more often than not, they get very little sleep. It is much more likely that they are awake and working for at least 16 and 24 hours and sometimes more. It's nice to think that one could have a job where sleeping is condoned, but the reality is usually much different. So join me every day to learn more about sleep and work and how you can sleep better, feel better, and work better.